Joining the conversation is Stuart Steiner. He's an impressive Indigenous stone sculptor. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Fabulous. So you've been an artist since 1973. Tell me a little bit why you decided to get into this.
I started carving the day after my first child was born, and I don't have a logical explanation for that. I never saw anybody doing carving work or artwork of any type. Although Alec Janvier used to stay at my parents' home, we lived at High Prairie for a while, and young Alec would come and stay at a camp with us while he was doing some kind of art teaching. But other than Alec, I didn't really know, and I wasn't paying attention to art anyway. So I'm sorry, I can't come up with a good explanation for why I started, but absolutely, I did. It was a reaction to the birth of my first child.
That's beautiful. So you're originally from Saddle Lake, Cree Nation. You were born and raised in that neck of the woods. Tell me about your Indigenous roots, how it inspires you.
Well, when I was young, Cree culture was completely suppressed. And even though I didn't know at that time, my dad was a secret ceremonialist. My youngest son, Ben, who's 30 now, he was 1 year old at my dad's funeral here at the hall at Saddle Lake. Well, he's become obsessed with knowing more about my dad, and he's been digging in, asking all kinds of relatives. And he's come up with a pretty amazing story that my dad and other people had a secret life that the government of Canada disapproved of. And there were even like pretty severe repercussions if you were caught practicing ceremony. But for me, I was raised I didn't know a thing about it. I didn't even know it existed because it was so carefully covered over. And it wasn't until later in my life that I had a coincidental encounter with someone who was running a sweat lodge. I didn't know what it was. He said, well, come on, join us. I went and joined. And it opened up something inside of me. And I became interested and curious about that. And then about age 40, I decided to start where I should have started back when I was like 13 or 14. A young man in puberty would begin fasting. And so at 40, I began fasting. And over time, I went through 12 fasts, one a year, and it brought me to understanding and appreciating ceremonial life. And at a certain point, my carving work changed from being personal work to being expressions of ceremony.
Tell me, Stuart, you've been an artist for over 50 years, and your work is across Canada and the States. Tell me, what has been your proudest moment in your journey?
Wow. Proudest moment. Well, I had a chance encounter with a group of people who turned up at my studio. I had a second studio at one point in the Creston Valley because the winters are so short and I work out of doors. And so I was looking for a longer carving season than Saddle Lake. And in the Creston Valley, I had a group of people turned up, strangers. They wanted to see my work. They had all kinds of questions. I was working on large-scale work for an exhibition of my own that I was putting up in Grand Prairie. And they saw my work, and then they came back a week later and said, well, we didn't tell you, but we're from the Calgary Airport Authority, and we're interested in commissioning large pieces of work for the new International Arrivals Terminal. And so I was quite happy to meet them. They were a great client. They treated me with respect. They didn't tell me what they wanted me to do. They asked me, what do you want to do? And they supported me all the way through that project. And I guess in terms of a public client, that was probably my best experience.
Stuart, tell me a little more about the series, the Roadside Art Installation. What inspired you to do that? Because it's beautiful, eh?
Well, I've been building large pieces that are way beyond my current market, so I don't have clients. Well, I am starting to get clients for the $200,000 to $400,000 range, but I'm working on pieces that are in the $800,000 to $1.5 million range, and those are for a future client that I don't even know yet. I really don't know who's going to buy them, but I'm obsessed with carving granite, and I am building and placing out in public view these large works for some future client. Very few artists get to the point where they can afford to work in large scale in granite, and never mind that, but to build a large collection like what I've built there. So I saw I had an opportunity, and because in the past Indigenous culture was so repressed, I felt like I had the chance to do something, and I kind of owed it, not just to Indigenous people in the Treaty 6 zone, but to Canadians here too, because they need education. They seriously need education. And so my pieces are meant to be a source of education, a source of knowledge for young Indigenous peoples who, let's say, there's lots that have been cut off from their homes and families. They don't know their own relatives. Well, here they can find these sculptures, and these sculptures are storytelling pieces. And then there's Canadians who, it's terrible, but they're so ignorant about what's going on inside of Indigenous communities. And it's largely because of their government and what they've done. And yet they're unaware of it. And so in this, the sculptures are a gentle teaching method. They're not accusing or pointing a finger. They're about the old knowledge and the old system.
Stuart, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that they're based on love. Aww. Like the old system, all the teachings are based on love. That's the first principle.
That's so beautiful, Stuart. What a beautiful message. Tell me, Stuart, a little bit more, because I know you got a lot of cool series. There's the Bear series, there's the Mother Earth series, and so much more. I want to know, what's your favorite series you've ever done throughout your journey?
Well, I started with the Bear. You know, my cousin Vincent said to me, after I mentioned I was fasting, here at my Uncle Mike's fasting camp at Saddle Lake, and my brother cousin Vincent said to me, let's go to the Kootenai Plains where the old people used to go. He's talking about before Europeans arrived in North America. And I said, okay, let's go. He said, well, we'll set up, we'll do what's called a blanket fast, and we'll fast there 4 nights. So we went up to the Kootenai Plains, we set up, and we brought our own wave. We make a little sweat. The fast starts with a sweat, going in sweat. And then we each had a blanket with tobacco ties. We chose separate spots. And the first, well, I guess the most important night, I had an encounter, and I don't really know. Was I dreaming? Was I hallucinating? Was there actually these two bears who came and visited me? And it was quite a profound experience. When I went home, I decided I was going to begin carving a bear. And so I carved a little bear, and I gave it away. First, it's sort of like back when you're a kid, you shoot your first animal. You're supposed to give it to your elders, right? Distribute it. And so I didn't shoot this bear. I carved it, and I decided to give it away, make a gift of it. And from then on, I became obsessed with carving bears. In my experience fasting, this little bear approached me, and it turned into stone, and it started floating, and it began turning slowly in space in front of me. And the whole time, the little bear was saying to me, not in words, but right directly into my mind, was saying, look at me. This is what I look like. And ever since then, I can carve a bear. And so I suppose, you know, there are people around who just know me as the bear guy. They don't know my name.
Stuart, tell me a little more about your, next collection, because you're a fascinating artist. Like, it's impressive, the work that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it comes from a spiritual being who inhabits the crust of the earth. This is Cree culture. This is old, ancient Cree culture that many things that we think of as inanimate are actually animate and have a spiritual energy inside of them. And the earth's crust is one of those that has a spiritual energy, and the energy inside that's, I'm talking about the whole crust of the earth. It's a massive structure. It has a rock grandmother and a rock grandfather. In Cree culture, things are gendered. And I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody. Like, there is a movement I see towards, away from gendering. And that's fine with me. I don't have any problem with whatever anybody wants to do. It's up to them, really. But in Cree culture, there's no pronouns. They're gendered, and the spiritual beings are gendered. And so I work with these rock beings. And that's what all my current work is about, is making myself a servant to them. And then they are the ones that kind of direct or take over and do the design, and they shield me. Granite carving is a very difficult work. I'm hand carving with handheld power tools, very strenuous work. And the rock grandmother particularly shields me from the pain and the discomfort and the stress of carving. And she produces these phenomenal shapes and forms at the end of a project. The rock grandfather, the storyteller, the rock grandmother is the one that's holding, caring, nurturing. That's what my Mother Earth series is about. And the rock grandfather is the storyteller. And so that's what the petroglyphs and the pictographs and the images that are carved into the surfaces are about.
That's fantastic, Stuart. For more information, if you would like to see his collection, head on down to his website, stonesculpture.ca.